It kind of reminded me of, like, it's one of those albums that you can really play anytime. But if I don't want to be like when I was younger, like if I don't want to be like, I'm on some about it shit. Like, yeah. I don't want no masterpiece shit. You know, I don't want any you know, super hyper shit. I just, give me a fucking boom bap album. Give me some hip hop shit. Let me put this shit on, beats and rhymes, and I'm going to just let this shit ride. And it just feels good. You know, it's just all about a feeling, man.
That a hip hop album review evidence whether or not. Shit, it's been a minute since we did an evidence project. It was Cats and Dogs, right?
Solo, yeah, you know.
So. Yeah, solo.
Yeah. We did Lord Stepperton, the one he had with Alchemist. Mm-hmm, right. So, that was it.
Yeah. And you know, look, I'm gonna start off like this.
Here you go.
Why can't I just
hire him
to
be setting shit up?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Here we go. Everything ain't gonna know. He don't be talking about shit.
Look, it's just that no
it's
matter
not your
how
type of hip hop, all blah 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 blah.
See, I ain't even.
Well, thank you for doing my review for me. Next, who else wants to go? But nah, it just evidence with that with the slow flow isn't my particular style of hit. Like he just yeah, it is. It's true. I said it last time. I'm not. That's not gonna change. But that doesn't diminish from him or how dope I think the project is. It's just that when I put on an evidence project, it's like. It's never to get hyped. He just doesn't excite me as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, oh my God, like, you listen. I don't get like that for him. But again, that doesn't take away anything because I think that this project is really fucking dope. And the first thing that stuck out to me on this entire project, the production was on fucking point, like everything.
Somebody,
Alchemist did the beat?
Yeah.
Mm. That was ridiculous, nasty, wasn't it? Ridiculous. Like, you know how you was talking about when we did the M project and M needed an Alchemist beat?
Mm-hmm. That beat. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
Alchemist rhyme too. God.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He always I love the way he like I you, do you too. Just don't picture it.
Yeah, you don't.
Again, when you see him, you don't picture that voice.
Him
rapping. Yeah. Rapping about beating people up.
Yeah.
Make my knuckles to a sandwich and invite it to your nose or something like that. God damn.
I don't think I really had anything that I like dislike, like, oh my God, what the
you
fuck is this?
Get hype off.
I just didn't get hype. So like I like that enthusiasm, like I'm extremely transparent. Like if a project makes me I come like that to the review. Evidence is never gonna make me do
so
that.
So I think I asked you this before. Mm-hmm. So like why do you like what's my man?
Ka?
No, not Ka. Whoa, that's one, but not even Ka, but like Currency, yeah.
Oh, that's a good call. Well, his beats are a little more upbeat, right?
Yes. Currency's beat selection is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then the thing that gets me hype, well, I wouldn't necessarily say hype, but the thing that draws me to him mm-hmm. is his car references. Like, he's a big gearhead. So for me, like, dope beats, car references.
The connection is there for you.
I'm good. How you said, like, with Fonte, it's kind of like just another, like, you know what to expect from certain mm-hmm. artists. Evidence is that way. You know, I think the only difference would be that he have 10 more harder lines and 5 more harder beats. Like, you know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to certain restaurants to get a particular thing. Evidence is like a particular restaurant.
I agree. Yeah. No, it was definitely dope, man. You know, I think one of the things that I liked about it is that, you know, as you listen to it more and more, you start to like hear some of the things that he's talking about. And there was a lot of, from what I picked up, like life lessons and, you know, him talking about like the things that, you know, that has impacted him, a certain self-awareness that he had. You know, there was a line he said where he's talking about, you know, love your fans, but like your label. And, you know, how, I forgot what song he was talking about when I think it was 10,000 Hours, when he was talking about rhyming, he was like, you you know, when I first started out, I tried this, you know, lower my voice. And then, so he knows who he is. Mm-hmm. And when he puts out an album, he doesn't try to be anything more than that. This album was very mature. It was definitely self-reflective. I think he was very vulnerable on here, especially on the last song. But that's kind of when you go like into like, okay, what is he saying? What are the stories that he's telling? What are the narratives here? The thing about when I listen to him is you can't help but pay attention. And a lot of it has to do with the way he raps, his delivery, his style is so different, so unique.
Beat selection.
Yeah, his beat selection. So you're kind of, he's just like this old seer who's just sitting down, he's just telling you these stories. And you're just sitting here and you're just all ears. Like after 10,000 hours, like I'm, you know, coming off that high, and What I Need, and then To Make a Long Story Long, and Wonderful World, and so on, like, after that, it's like, okay, damn, you know, these songs are good, but they didn't give me that same feeling as 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing I love about music, like, the more you listen to it, like, you start to move from song to song, you know, your favorite songs start to move to different ones throughout the album, and then, for whatever reason, To Make a Long Story Longer, just hit me just one day, man, and I was just sitting there listening. I'm like, man, I can't wait to hear that one. This shit was good, man. This shit was fucking good.
I agree, man. I'm surprised none of y'all didn't mention the damn intro track.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Huh? Mm-hmm. You mentioned the factory? The intro track?
Yeah, I just went factory, throw it all away, you know. Oh, but yeah. Okay. In succession, but not like...
I mean, that was like one of my standout tracks just off the jump, the factory. Just how he just... That beat was fucking nuts. You're not rocking with the West. I'm number three at the slip. Yeah. Where he been at?
Damn. Last time I heard him was on a copyright project.
Yeah, and I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, oh shit, he got twins back doing some production. So, and like, start off with the factory was just like fucking nuts. I'm number three next after Slug and Ali. Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Thought that was dope as hell. Throw it all away. Like I said, when I heard the sample, I said, oh shit, Paulo Brown flipped that shit too. Powder Cocaine was interesting because I didn't even know that was the Alchemist beat until I looked at the credits. And I was like, wow,
I didn't know that was
that was a different sound that Alchemist was going for on that one. And it fit the track, well, Evidence and Slug fit it so well. I like the way that Evidence was talking about, like, how he's so, I guess him being in the rap game so long and how he's so wrapped up into the rap game, he kind of forgetting the most important people. And like, I think he had a reference about his mother, how she was like sick or something. And you know, he had to still do shows and still do something else or whatever. So I thought that was interesting. The Slug.
God damn, I love Slug. I don't give a fuck with nobody. The way
he put shit is just so fucking dope, man. I boast like the host with the most upvotes. I bought a ticket in coach, but I got the bump up hopes. Like the way he just says shit is just so smooth, man.
I can't get with Slug, man. I can't get with
you. You're fucking nuts.
I can't.
You're fired.
I can't.
Your opinion
it's
is
just,
fucking
fired. Here's the thing, though. Like, it's I get the verses and the rhymes of it. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just the way he sounds. It just doesn't grab me.
Is it the sound of his voice?
I think it's the sound of his voice, yeah.
But you fuck with Evidence.
No, he don't sound like Evidence.
No, I'm not saying he sounds like Evidence. But I'm saying Evidence is extremely monotone.
It's not about the monotone. I think it's the tone. Yeah,
what is it?
It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's the inflections in it or something.
I know what Rod's talking about. I just can't explain it.
Nobody knows what Rod's talking about right now. Nobody.
So I'm on an island with
you? You're on a fucking island. Slug has one of the best flows and one of the most unique styles to rap.
It's not his voice.
So it's just his voice?
I think it's literally just his voice. I don't know, man. It's just one of those things.
I'm saying, if you tell me that Slug's voice sounds plain, but you love Evidence's voice.
Evidence's voice has more character to it.
I
think that too.
I can understand like this later era Slug because it's gotten older and he still rhymes dope, but he doesn't get as charismatic or as passionate as he used to.
Okay.
He is one of the top three purveyors of emo rap. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. Because everything he said, you feel passion. Like, he was one of the only rappers to really rap like that.
Go ahead, G. I'm sorry.
that was great. the thing I like about, always liked about Evidence, besides, of course, his flow and everything, is that for him being a cat from the West Coast, he's one of the few West Coast guys that, like, take an exception to, like, boom-back style type production. Mm-hmm. Ever since the Dilated Peoples, when he was with them, it's always been, like, hearing them, I'm like, damn, these West Coast dudes are really using, like,
boom bap ish type beats, which is kind of
New York, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like not many West Coast cats do that, but pull it off well and still rep the West, because this damn Jim Dean joint, mm-hmm. that Knots. Mm-hmm. Even though it's like a boom bap feel, but he still gave it that baseline West Coast feel, and like Evidence just rolled that beat like crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And it was great to hear him and Defari on Runners. Yeah, it was, right. it was so good, because I haven't heard Defari in a minute. I'm like, damn, where the hell he's been? So it was good that Evidence got him out, and they went just trading bars for bars over. I think it was over Evidence Production as well too. Mm-hmm. Raindrops was dope. Like Ken said, this was a very grown, reflective. I noticed that too. But I always noticed that with Evidence albums when he have The Weather, because the Weatherman LP, if you haven't listened to that, check that out. That was very reflective, very introspective. 10,000, just like what Mike said. So when I didn't even look at the production list at that time. So when I heard The Swing, I was like, oh, this Primo. This gotta be Primo. Yeah. It's gotta be Primo.
Yeah.
I heard The Swing, I looked at it, I was like, yep, Primo. And he was just killing it. That damn G-Rap line that Drake, I was like, damn. I was like, man, how many babies? It is all, I mean, I tell people all the time, like, G-Rap has lots of babies. And for him to say that, I'm like, yeah, he's right. He's all right. But yeah, overall, I thought this was a really solid list, and I can go back to this just like I go back to Laura Stapleton, go just like Cats and Dogs. I think between this and Cats and Dogs, I still tinker between which one I like as far as production, because mm-hmm. I remember Cats and Dogs, that had some dope production mm-hmm. on that shit too. I remember that. And this one, I think he did a great job of getting some good heavy hitters to really crab that sound. And he got Bungie on here too, which was dope. Bungie did some work with Alchemist, and he did the last two tracks. So I was like, damn, Evidence, he really... And then Love is a funny thing, you know, talking about people acting fake on you just because of you blowing up in the rap game. And then I like how they all had like their different stories. They told like their different perspective of like love or whatever, and Crisis with the Hook. So, but yeah, overall, I thought this was a really, really good album, man. This was mm-hmm. a refreshing listen, a good way to start off the 2018 year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else is left to say at this point. Yeah, this is a fucking great listen, man. Like, Evidence has not let us down one time. And he's gotta be one of the most consistent rappers. Yeah. It's like every time he say again? Oh yeah, Dilated Peoples is just like, classic material, yeah. But Solo is just every time he drops something, I feel like you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get some smooth beats. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna get that mellow ass but gritty flow mm-hmm. every single time.
And maybe that's why he hasn't let us down, because he doesn't veer away from that. He just kind of sticks to it.
I mean, that's true, but it hasn't gotten boring though.
No, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
the thing. It's like you would think he's kind of like, and that's why I think I compare him to Rock Marciano. Mm-hmm. You would think with that type of flow, at some point, he'd be like, all right, this is boring, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the way Evidence crafts his bars is just so fucking dope. I just think the way he lays stuff out, he just mm-hmm. hits everything perfectly every single mm-hmm. time.
And he finds ways to say things like that somebody else would say differently. Like,
yeah,
like when he made a reference to like bars, he was like,
I got jars like separating groceries.
It's like,
what a dope ass line.
It's like, damn, like, yeah. who would like, say that?
Yeah.
Like, who would say that about bars? Yeah. How many bar references have we heard?
Right.
We've never heard
that. Never heard that one. I thought the same exact thing.
Like, wow.
Every jam on here, there wasn't a single song here that I really didn't like. But the beautiful thing about this album is all that rapping, all that dope rapping, and then when you get to the last song, that shit was really deep when you finish listening to it. The whole idea of him finding out that his girl has cancer, but the way she found out was because she was breastfeeding her kid. And that's when he says, you saved your mom's life, because we may not have noticed that she had cancer had she not been breastfeeding.
Life.
And that's what you say again?
Like giving birth, life.
Right, and it turns around and saved. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, like you were saying, the way he mm-hmm. is able to say things and make these analogies out of stuff that you wouldn't really even think about. It's just, man, that was the song where I was like, this fucking guy, man. Like, he's not just this type of rapper. He can really do
mm-hmm.
anything. He really can. But Sell Me This Pen, I don't know who the fuck Mock Homie is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I like
I did too.
That yeah. motherfucker.
Yeah, that's
you,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way he run was so weird. Yeah. Like that shit about I'm gonna put ketchup and some peppercorn ranch on a wrapper. Mmm. I'm like, anybody else was that shit? You're like, what? But the way he did it.
Yeah.
Who is does he have an album? Like who
he got something coming out. He
oh, so he's not he's new then, bro.
Yeah, he's pretty new. Yeah, he's
okay,
pretty new. But he's dope as shit.
Yeah,
he's dope as shit.
When I first heard him, he sounded like my man from not 50 from Clear Soul Forces.
Lays.
He sounded like Lays.
But like a little slow. Maybe because it was the beat.
But yeah. Like when he got into the rhyme, and I was like, okay, that not last. I think it's last. Yeah, it's not last. I was like, okay, cool. Cause I had to look at the track. I'm like, hold on, is that last? I'm like, oh no, that's somebody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did stand out when he came on the track.
He did because he didn't rap like the other two.
Nah, he came with it. Like
he was nasty.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Because that was Drunk with Alchemist rap first. And then,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody brought their A game on that track.
It showed
right.
You. The title track was probably my favorite jam. I think it's mainly that hook that I just really like because even when Evidence delivers his own hooks, they're just so chill and mellow. Like some think I'm clever. Some think I'm a guy that talks too much about the weather.
Yeah.
Or not. And it's so dope the way he delivers it. But yeah, I mean, I can't talk much more about this album. I think it's great. And I think it's diverse. He's got a lot of variety on here for being the type of rapper that he is.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I just think he delivered a fucking good ass hip hop project.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good boom bap hip hop. No frills, no gimmicks. Mm-hmm. No bullshit, just beats and rapping. And I love it, man.
For me, I'm going to say Powder Cocaine, Jim Dean. We'll go Runners, Raindrops. Love is a Funny Thing, 10,000 Hours.
Runners, Bad Publicity, Sell Me This Pen, Love is a Funny Thing, 10,000 Hours, and Moving Too Fast.
I got The Factory. Jim Dean, Powder Cocaine, Runners, shit, Sell Me This Pen, 10,000 Hours.
I'm gonna go By My Side 2, 10,000 Hours, Runners, Whether or Not, and Powder Cocaine. Who produced Powder Cocaine?
Alchemist.
I don't know who came up with that, like, with that weird. You know, I didn't mean to ask you who produced it. Yeah, I did. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Or not.
Yeah, shout out to Katero for that fucking association twist on that hook. Like, this shit sounded like the fucking Beatles at first. And I was like, man, who the fuck? How did he come up with that? Like, I never heard of this guy.
Me either, but he was humming.
And the fact that he was so different on Powder Cocaine than he was on Moving Too Fast.
Moving
Too Fast like a pimp. But on Powder Cocaine, he sounded like a Beatle. Mm-hmm. But Powder Cocaine is such a dope track. But yeah, sorry. Tangent.
Shit, you to give us dope. You said rhymes, bro. Like, you've been doing it your whole career. There's nothing to critique. I think you've gotten to a certain point in your career. And like Ken mentioned, and you mentioned in 10,000 Hours, like, you know what your lane is, and you know how to, you know, ride inside and get to each end point of that lane. You know what I'm saying? And still do it super dope and give us playfulness or seriousness. And on this album, it was serious.
Yes, Evidence, you are one of the artists that I'm like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't change nothing what you're doing. Like Mike said, you've been so consistent throughout your whole career, your discography. Thank you for dropping this wonderful album.
Great album, man. I really enjoyed listening to it. And I think there's something to be said about being consistent and knowing that every time you step on the court, you know, you're gonna give them 20 and 10 or whatever. You know, you can count on you as a rapper to deliver. And you're not gonna sell anybody short, so you're definitely gonna get your money's worth. One of the things I can appreciate with this album for me personally is that it wasn't a task to listen to. Like, listening to it for, you know, in preparation for this review was enjoyable. Doing this for as long as we have, there are albums that we're like, oh man, I gotta listen to that again to get ready for this review. You know, or I gotta listen to this again one more time. You know, so for me, it was more of a treat than a task, and I can appreciate that. So keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah. This is a great addition to your discography, man. I love the way you rhyme. I love the beats that you pick. I love your style. I think it's extremely unique. And you just kill shit, man. And I like B said, I don't think you need to change one single thing that you're doing. Just keep giving us these dope hip hop, no frills, no bullshit ass albums. So that's all I'm gonna say. But on behalf of Dead and Hip Hop, we do apologize for missing out on reviewing that Dilated People's project. We will not let it happen again, sir. But we appreciate you giving us this gift anyways. So yeah, good job, man.